From unrealized Broadway dreams to a new musical that attempts to capture the fragmenting of the American dream. It's called Mission Drift, and it's a two-hour experimental work created by the Theater of the Emerging American Moment in New York. As NPR's Margot Adler reports, it tackles big themes, the housing market, the immigrant experience, and capitalism itself.
Mission Drift's director Rachel Chavkin wondered what defines American capitalism compared to capitalism in the rest of the world. She went to composer Heather Christian.
Rachel approached me and said, I think we should write a musical about capitalism, to which I said, that's impossible.
The members of the Theater of the Emerging American Moment, the team as they call themselves, began reading about Wall Street, teaching themselves economics. They read Milton Friedman. They listened to podcasts of NPR's Planet Money. As to what defines American capitalism, director Chavkin says she got her best answer from an Australian.
She said, well, everywhere has capitalism. It's just you're more religious about it here than anywhere else. Ultimately, what I think the show is getting at is that there's something both thrilling and unsustainable about capitalism as it is lived and practiced here in America.
The idea for Mission Drift began in early 2008, before the economy imploded, with a real story of two teenagers the team found in a history book by Russell Shorto. Joris and Catalina came to America from the Netherlands in the 17th century, and in Mission Drift, they mythically lived through our entire history of westward expansion.
The frontier is the birthright of every American, and though it may have vanished physically, the idea calls to us still.
The team became obsessed with Las Vegas and its constant creation and destruction. Artistic director Chavkin says the team spent a long time in Las Vegas, and it really opened them up to the themes they were exploring.
Not actually so much because of the gambling metaphor, because that seems sort of easy, but actually because it was the fastest growing city in America at the turn of the millennium, and then had become an epicenter of the housing collapse. And so there seemed to be something in there in terms of how we shape our expectations of growth as Americans, and how our very landscape is altered, built, and destroyed by this expectation of growth.
Las Vegas also seemed an appropriate symbol because it was historically so tied to atomic testing. The explosion of bombs coincides with the implosion of old casinos to make way for the new.
There is so much we're going to do out here, Kat. The folks up at the Proving Grounds say that what we dropped on Hiroshima is just the beginning. They're going to be doing tests like this almost every month, and I think we should celebrate each one here.
Rachel Chavkin says these scenes were influenced by images they saw at the National Atomic Testing Museum.
People having parties in casinos and drinking their atomic cocktails and wearing sunglasses and looking through the windows as just these mushroom clouds shoot up in the desert. And it's the oasis in the desert that Las Vegas was, combined with the Mojave as wasteland, combined with these incredible celebrated displays of both American ingenuity and American violence.
This house is empty.
By the end of the 2 hours, other characters have lost their jobs and their houses.
This house is foreclosed.
The New York Times said the two-hour production could have used an editor and dubbed it Mission Overkill, but its creators say they are trying to deal with large themes. Americans are thinking, should we tax the rich? Should we punish prosperity? Composer Heather Christian says the ambivalence about those questions exists in many of us because we are
born and descended of these people who came here for growth and for expansion. And it's kind of a holy thing. It's in our DNA.
When we were in Las Vegas, actually, we talked with so many people who said, we love growth, we just grew too fast.
Director Rachel Chavkin says by the end of the show, her two teenage immigrants are exhausted.
We walk, we tire. We walk, we tire.
I think we're at this moment where there really is this sense of exhaustion and this question of how do we find a new narrative that is as satisfying as sort of this narrative of continued growth.
Mission Drift has played in New York and in Europe. It's on tour until 2014 with stops in Australia, London, and definite plans to go to Las Vegas. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.